Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Another day that the Lord, amen, has allowed us to come together again. Amen. Hallelujah. On the PNN Prayer News Network. Hallelujah. Amen. Want you to know, praise God. Amen. We appreciate you tonight. Thank the Lord for you tonight for joining us. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We hope your day has been blessed. Praise God. Marvelous. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God for the song said, praise God. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And also we're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Glory to God. What a day. What a day. Amen. And we just thank the Lord today for you. Amen. For being together. Praise God one more time. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but I'm so grateful that he did. Amen. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Without his mercy and his grace, where will we be today? Glory to God. But thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to give him a praise just right now. Just tell him, thank you. Amen. Oh, I already know you've been praising him all day long. Praise God. Amen. Woke up this morning. Amen. And telling him, thank you. Amen. But hallelujah. We ought to always give the Lord a praise. Amen. Tell him, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? Thank the Lord. Amen. He's so good. He's so kind. He's so merciful. Amen. He's faithful even when we're not faithful. Amen. And I thank the Lord today. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that you can call someone. Amen. And text someone. Amen. To let them know that the PNN, praise God, amen, is on. Amen. Yes, we are on. We have not gone anywhere. Glory to God. We are here live. Amen. The Prayer News Network, amen. Glory to God, amen, is on the air tonight. Amen. Text a friend. Amen. Call a neighbor. Amen. To let them know we are here. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank God that you are here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Lifting up the name of Jesus and spreading the good news. Amen. Glory to God. We come, hallelujah, to this place, gathered into his name, hallelujah, to worship him. Worship him, hallelujah. Worship him, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. We had a mother at our church, amen, who's going on to sleep. Amen. She sang a song. Ain't no harm done. Calling on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. No harm. Ain't no harm done calling on Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. He's the sweetest name I know. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord for him today. Amen. We thank the Lord for him covering us over the highways and the byways. Amen. Glory to God. From danger, unseen and seen danger. Amen. Nobody but the Lord. Glory to God. And we thank him today. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't live without him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He's real to me, and we praise the Lord for him tonight. Praise God. Amen. I'm trying to give you enough time to call your friend. Praise God. Text your neighbor. Amen. Go to glory. Call your enemy to let them know. Praise God. God got something good for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever you need tonight, it's in the house. It's in the house. Glory to God. It's in the house. Amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Even for the host. Praise God. Amen. The visionary. Amen. The visionary. Praise God. Amen. A woman that God can use. Glory to God. And that's none other than Evangelist Annette Bradley. Hallelujah. Amen. We often see a woman that wear many hats. Amen. A God-fearing woman. Glory to God. A woman that's walking in the anointing of God. Amen. Glory to God. There's no shame. Praise God. Amen. Spreading the good news. Glory to God. And we thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only, praise God, an inspirational speaker. Amen. But also an author. Amen. Glory to God. A writer of books. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, who would serve a God like this? Glory to God. Amen. I praise God that I'm aboard. Praise God. Amen. On the PNN Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Well, great things happen. Hallelujah. Good news is spread. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Souls have been saved. Glory to God. Amen. Souls have been delivered. Souls have been healed. Souls have been revived. Souls have been renewed. Glory to God. Amen. Who did it? God did it. Glory to God. And we praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we actually praise God to gather around tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Call your family around. Praise God. Amen. To just, amen. Hallelujah. To just enjoy Jesus on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't touch that dial. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Leave it right there. Amen. Great things is coming your way. Great things is coming your way. Glory to God. Amen. We serve, amen, an awesome God tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And just tell your neighbor, tell you, praise God, I encourage you tonight. God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. Amen. Glory to God. As long as you've been waiting on deliverance, seem like it just won't come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trials everywhere. Pain in your body. Praise God. Amen. But it come to let you know, whatever. Hallelujah. Whatever. Whatever. Glory to God. We just come to let you know tonight. God is not through blessing you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not through blessing you. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We honor him tonight. We yet still saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that with a burning fire. Amen. Have no look back spirit. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to keep running. Amen. And see for the end is going to be. Praise God. I got a feeling something great. Amen. Is at the end waiting for you and I. Amen. But we got to keep running. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. One more time. Amen. He allowed us to see one more day. Amen. Thank the Lord today. Praise God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, to all of our listeners. Amen. To all of our advisors tonight. We praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. For being with us. Amen. We feel your prayers. We feel your strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. We feel the presence of the Holy Ghost tonight in this place. Amen. I want you to know we appreciate you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. I want you to know, amen, even by our first-time listeners, amen. God bless you tonight. We are honored to have you with us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to, amen, just to sit back, relax, amen, and enjoy Jesus with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to let you know tonight, you will not leave this place, amen, the same way you came. Hallelujah. You come in one way, amen, broke, busted, and disgusted, but you're going to leave here with the joy of the Lord being your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I want you to know, amen, our international listeners. Amen. Glory to God from Canada, Bermuda, oh God, Brazil, China, Tortolia. Amen. Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, South Africa. Amen. And all over the world, as far as our voice can be heard. Amen. Glory to God. We give praise to the Lord today for you and you and yes, you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to know we appreciate you being in. Amen. The Prayer News Network appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, and you. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And look, later on in the service, amen, we're going to give you numbers, amen, where you can have copies, praise God, amen, of the service on tonight. Amen. Don't want you to leave here empty-handed, praise God, but we will give you numbers, amen, telephone numbers where you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, before, praise God, we leave tonight. Amen. Amen. But I also want to recognize all of our, amen, our leaders, amen, our forerunners that has gone on before us, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's, amen, amen, the late Apostle S.D. James. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Amen. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tanay. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor. Praise God. Amen. Those that, amen, and some have prepared the way for us. Amen. For others. Amen. That have left. Praise God. And awesome example for us to follow by. Praise God. Amen. Yet, amen, it's nothing but read the word, pray. Glory to God. And hold on. Hallelujah to God's unchanging hands. Amen. And to your leaders and to the leaders, amen, that's on the line tonight. God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen. Even to our leaders. Amen. Bishop, amen, Reuben Graham. Praise God. Amen. The True Gospel Church family. God bless you, Pastor, First Lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And to all of our listeners, to all of our leaders everywhere, God bless you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not through blessing you. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask you, praise God, to draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask you, praise God, also to get your pencil and pad tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Take notes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To get some nuggets tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get some, amen, word tonight, but we don't want to miss nothing. Glory to God. Amen. Get all you can and can all you get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. For the word said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. That we, oh God, may not sin against him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get the word tonight. The word keep us. Amen. Glory to God. Keep us. Amen. It keeps us. Amen. We can always go to the word of God. Hallelujah. For strength. Amen. For joy. For peace. Amen. Whatever we need, it's in the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. That's our spiritual food. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. It's in the house tonight. It is in the house. Amen. So we actually praise God together, all hearts, all minds. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can be on one mind and one accord. Glory to God. Standing in a need of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But prayer. Amen. Glory to God is my keeper. Prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't make it without it. Amen. Prayer is the key. Faith, amen, it unlocks the door. Amen. Hallelujah. So prayer, amen. Hallelujah. It answers, hallelujah, all things. Amen. When you don't know what to do, amen, just fall down on your knees and just pray. Amen. And ask the Lord to help us. Glory to God. To lead us. To guide us. Amen. We're living in a time, amen, when nothing works, amen, but prayer. Prayer, glory to God. And I thank the Lord today because we read today, praise God, amen, that, amen, in the city, praise God, they put in prayer, praise God, back in school. Hallelujah, and I praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah, because somebody, amen, is recognizing, amen, is going to take more than a stimulus check. Amen, glory to God. Amen. It's going to take more, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And whatever, amen, is going on, praise God. Amen. It's going to take more, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But prayer will work every time. Hallelujah. Prayer will fix it every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know prayer works. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready, praise God, to sanctify the line. Hallelujah. And then we're going to praise God. Amen. Get ready. Praise God. Amen. For the word of God tonight. Amen. Actually, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's set the atmosphere. Amen. Glory to God. But as the messenger and the messenger, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said it. Praise God. Amen. Prayer, the anointing of God. Amen. It makes prayer and preaching much easier. Praise God. Amen. So we ask the Holy Ghost to have his way. Praise God. Amen. That the anointing of God be loose. Amen. Upon this line and in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus.
The recording has started.
In the name of Jesus, where bodies are being healed. Glory to God. Oh, God, minds are being delivered. In the name of Jesus, those that come on here down, amen, that they be lifted up tonight. In the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a miracle. Amen. I need a miracle. Amen. When I need it tonight, Ishabakota, I need it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I need an instant. Glory to God. Miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm looking for it tonight. And I'm expecting it. Amen. And we're going to get it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So hold your cup up. Amen. To tell the Lord, fill my cup till it overflow tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, fill my cup till it overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we praise him tonight, amen, for all he has done and all that he's going to do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it this morning. Today, God, we thank you. Glory to God, for when we woke up this morning, oh, hallelujah, we was clothed and in our right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, we were able to move the activities of our limbs. Glory to God, in the blood yet running warm in our veins. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for our families. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Realize many didn't see this day, God. Hallelujah, but we stand to say thank you, God. God. We come to say much obliged. Hallelujah, we don't take it for granted. Lord, you give us eyes to see, ears to hear. God. Lord, we come to say thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because without you, God, we can't make it, Lord. We need you, Lord, like a deer panted for water, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you on our side, where will we be today, God? I thank you, Lord, for where I am right now, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, because you brought us through, God, the storm and the rain. Hallelujah, you brought us over hills and mountains. You brought us when it looked like we weren't able to make it. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for food. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for water. Thank you for the clothes we wear. Thank you, Lord, for the automobiles we drive. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. If I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise you, God. If I had 10,000 hands, it would not be enough to praise you, God. But that I have, oh, Lord, I want to say thank you, Lord, from the depth of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my, God. Lord, I praise you today, God. Hallelujah for your healing power, God. I praise you, God. for your healing power, God. I praise you, God, for your deliverance power, God. I praise you, God, for your keeping power, God. I praise you, God, for the anointing of God that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. You're a yoke destroyer, God. Glory to God. You break every chain in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you tonight as never before. Hallelujah, we need your help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. We need you in our house. We need you in the White House. We need you, Lord, in our land, oh God. Hallelujah, the land is troubled. The land is troubled, and the only help can come from you. Lord, we ask you tonight, stretch out your hand of mercy. Heal our land. Heal our land, Jesus. Heal the body of Christ. We need you, Lord. We gotta have you, Lord. Oh, God. Forgive us of our sins. Have mercy upon us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We repent tonight in the name of Jesus. We repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, forgive us of all of our sins. Purge us, wash us clean in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, God, have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember your people that are called by your name. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. Oh, God, we praise your name. Hallelujah, heal, deliver tonight. Those that's in the hospital, nursing homes, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, those that's incarcerated, hallelujah, remember those that have to face the judge tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, let favor rise in Jesus' name. Forgive them an obedient spirit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Remember that mother, God, that father, God, that son and that daughter. God, remember grandma tonight. Remember papa, God, the aunties and the uncles. The grandchildren, in Jesus' name, Lord, have your way tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let your glory, hallelujah, cover her. In the name of Jesus, oh God, meet every need. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, order her steps in your word tonight. Hallelujah. Remember her family tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we praise your name. We praise you for the PNN tonight. We praise your name for every listener. We praise your name for every advisor tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Hallelujah, oh God, that we decrease. Lord, you increase the more. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do. Lord, hallelujah, if you don't do nothing else, you already done enough. Lord, and we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, we come to lift you up. Hallelujah, higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher tonight. Glory to God, Lord, we want to go higher tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you for the blood of Jesus because the blood still works. The blood still works tonight. Glory to God, the blood still works in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. The blood still works. Lord, and we praise your name. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It still works. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for being a miracle worker. We thank you, Lord. for being a miracle worker. Hallelujah. We love you tonight. Hallelujah. We ask you tonight, Lord, hide us behind the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep us under your blood. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Send your anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we'll forever give you praise tonight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise. Hallelujah, the Lord tonight. Good God Almighty. Let everything, oh Shabbakaya, everything that has breath, let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day with Jesus is sweeter, sweeter than the day before. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus loves you tonight. Amen. He loves you. Amen. He is concerned about you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Again, I want to say we thank you. Amen, for joining us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Amen. All we have is Jesus. Amen. And good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, amen, said, look on us. We don't have silver and gold, but that we do have. Amen. We offer it to you tonight. Amen. And that is the gift of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm as excited. Amen. I'm grateful tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, because, amen, Jesus, amen, loves me, and he loves you tonight, amen, hallelujah, amen. So we ask you tonight, amen, to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready tonight, glory to God, get ready tonight, hallelujah, amen, amen. God has something in store for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Get ready to get your, amen, hallelujah, cup. Amen. And catch it tonight. Amen. Pull it into you tonight. Pull it in. Pull it in. Glory to God. Pull the blessing in. Amen. And just tell the Lord, whatever you got for me tonight, Lord, I want it. I want it. I want it. Amen. Get desperate for it. I want it. I want it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, and we praise the Lord tonight. Amen, again for you, praise God. Amen, as we said, we'll come back, amen, later on, amen, and give you numbers, amen, hallelujah, where you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, on tonight, amen. God bless you tonight, amen, and we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to ask, amen, our speaker, praise God, amen, whom, praise God, hallelujah, we know very well. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And they say, amen, he's no stranger. Amen. To the PNN. Praise God. Amen. Prayer News Network. Amen. Humble. Amen. Young man. Praise God. Amen. Never met him in person. Amen. But his spirit is genuine. Glory to God. Holy Ghost filled. Amen. Man of God. Amen. Don't mind sharing the word of God. Amen. And I do believe. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you the shirt off his back. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is none other. Praise God. Amen. I present to some and introduce to others. Amen. None other than Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. We give honor to God and who's ahead of our life. Amen. Thank God for being saved. Thank God for being sanctified, yet having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a burning fire to do his will. Amen. To be pleasing in the sight of God. amen, each and every day of my life. Amen. I wouldn't have it no other way. I don't want it no other way. Amen. We, amen, give honor to, amen, our founder, visionary of this Prayer News Network, Evangelist Amen Bradley, amen, amen, to our, amen, co-host tonight in the person of Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, how God is blessing you. Even thank God for the prayer, ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's good for us to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Songwriter comes to mind, says, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing that I ever did do. Amen. Are you in love with Jesus tonight? Amen. See, it's a different, amen, in loving him and being in love with him. Amen. You have to determine which one it is for you. Amen. Do you just love Jesus, or are you in love with Jesus? Amen. But falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever did do. Amen. Because we know that in his arms, we feel protected. Amen. We feel, amen, safe in the arms of Jesus. Amen. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret because he protects us, shields us, and guides us, keeps us from danger seen and unseen. Amen. What an awesome God we do serve. Amen. So we just praise God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen. To all of our listeners. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Give honor to, amen, my pastor. Amen. Pastor Mark Hoges. Lady Kalisa Hoges. Amen. We greet you and salute you. Amen. With the love of Jesus. Thanking God for you each and every day. Amen. We just praise God for all things and thank God for another opportunity. Amen. To come to you. Amen. To share with you in the word of God. Amen. No goodness of mine, but this is, amen, the Lord's doings. And it's marvelous in our eyes. And we count an honor and a privilege. Amen. Every opportunity that God sets before us. Amen. To walk through an open door. To be able to declare Jesus unto a nation, unto a world. Amen. Amen. We praise God because we know that God sends his word. Amen. His word does not go out void, but it accomplished that for which it was sent. Amen. So if you would, amen, pray with me and touch and agree with me tonight in prayer. Amen. That God will, amen, touch, amen, send forth his word and that his word may have free course tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We come to you once again as humble as we know how. Father God, we're asking, beseeching you, acknowledging you tonight, God, that you would touch this body, God. You said it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profiteth nothing. Oh, God, you told us to be ready in season and out of season. Oh, God, you told us to preach the word to all nations. He that believes and is baptized, the same shall be saved. Father God, let your word fall on good ground tonight. Let your word go into the hearts and the minds of your people. Oh, God, we pray that you will uproot everything that's not like you. Cast down every imagination and every works of the enemy. Destroy Satan's works right now. Send them back to the bottomless pit. Oh, God, encourage your people. Empower your people. Oh, God, give us what we need to make this journey. Father God, I pray, oh, God, even for me tonight, God, that you will touch this clay tonight. Oh, God, touch these lips of mine. Help me to declare your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Move self out the way so you can have your way. No more I, but it's you, Christ. Oh, God, that lives inside. Take full control. Oh, God, in your hands we submit, we surrender. We say yes to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. We count it done right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Tonight, if you would, amen, go with me to the book of St. Matthew. Amen. Go with me to the book of St. Matthew. Amen. The fourth chapter. And we're going to begin reading with verses 1 through 11. Amen. Once again, we're going to go to the book of St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, Amen. Verses 1 through 11. Amen. And afterwards, we're going to go over to the book of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. We're going to go over to the book of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse. Amen. If you would, amen, go with me momentarily to the book of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. And we want to begin reading with verses 1 through 11. And the word of God reads, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards an hunger. And when the tempter came to him and said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and shewed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them and said unto him, All these things shall I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the reading of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 11. Amen. If you would, amen, turn with me to the book of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse. St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. We want to begin reading with the 6th verse. Amen. The word of God reads, After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. We praise God. We're going to stop right there. Amen. At the 13th verse. Amen. We read to you. Amen. St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. Verses 9 through 13. Amen. We know that God's word is blessed. Amen. And for a moment, amen, we want to talk to you. Amen, from these two passages of Scripture. Amen. We want to talk to you out of God's word tonight from these two passages of Amen. Here we begin to, amen, come from the book of St. Matthew. Amen. In the 4th chapter. Amen. And here is a very familiar Scripture. Amen. Where it's going to just, you know, let us know that then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. Jesus, amen. It was predestined that Jesus, amen, was led in the wilderness, amen, to be tempted of the devil. Amen. This was something that was already predestinated, was already planned in the will of God. Amen. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterwards hungered. Amen. Was hungry. Amen. Jesus came off a fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. That is a long time, amen, to be fasting. Amen. The Bible lets us know, and afterwards, he was hungry. Amen. He was hungry. Amen. No doubt, amen. His body was weak. Amen. But yet, amen, his soul was strengthened. Amen. Through fasting. Amen. And Bible lets us know, and when the tempter came to him, amen, the tempter is the devil. Amen. It said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Amen. After Jesus began to come off the fast and was led in the wilderness, amen, there the devil was waiting for him. The tempter, which is the devil, amen, was waiting for him and began to say unto him, amen, amen. He began to say, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. He began to tempt Jesus, amen, to tell him, if thou be the Son of God, amen, command these stones to be made bread. But Jesus answered him and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Jesus began to, amen, let the devil know that, amen, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We can't make it, amen, without the word of God. Amen. We need the word of God to sustain us. We can't make it on our own strength. Amen. But we are dependent on Jesus. Amen. And here, the amen, the Bible lets us know, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. Satan began to take Jesus, amen, into the holy city and setteth him up on a pinnacle, meaning a high peak. Began to take Jesus up on a high peak, the highest peak of the temple. Amen. Amen. Of the temple. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written. Amen. Now look at Satan trying to use the word, amen, on Jesus. First, Jesus told Satan, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone. Now that old deceiver, the devil, now he wants to reverse it back on Jesus. Amen. And say, amen, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Amen. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou sit that thy foot against the stone. Amen. See, the devil knows the word. The devil knows what is already written in the word of God. Amen. But he wants you to go against the word of God. He wants you to go, amen, and do contrary to what the Bible says and what God has spoken in the word. Isn't that just like the devil? Amen. Begin to say, amen. And Jesus began to say, amen. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and shewed him all the kingdom, amen, of the world. Satan, amen, he just refused to give up. Satan just refused to stop. He's not going to leave you alone. Amen. He's not going to stop until he gets what he thinks he's claiming wants. Amen. But it's up to you and I not to succumb to the tactics of the enemy. It's up to you and I not to, amen, weaken down and get in, amen, to the devices of Satan. Amen. Amen. We know the devices of Satan. We know that statement, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. So here, Satan was trying Jesus. Satan was tempting Jesus, amen, with all manner of things. He began to say, and the devil taketh him up, amen, into an exceedingly high mountain. Amen. First, he took him up to the pinnacle of the temple. Now he began to take him up to, amen, the highest mountain. Amen. And begin to shew him all the kingdom of the world. In other words, they were up so high till they were looking down low. They were looking down. And Satan began to show him all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said unto him, all of this will I give you. Amen. If you bow down and worship me. Amen. If you fall down and worship me. Satan said, all of this will I give you. How is Satan going to give you something that's not even his? Amen. Think about it. How is Satan going to give you something that's not even his? Amen. My Bible tells me in Psalms 24, amen, the 24th number Psalm, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. So how is Satan going to give Jesus, amen, all of this that he promised, amen, when nothing belongs to him? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And that's just like Satan today. He makes all these promises that he cannot keep. Satan will make all these promises to you, amen, to trick you, but he cannot fulfill, amen, the promises that he makes. He's a liar and a deceiver. Amen. Don't be, amen, deceived. Don't be tricked, amen, by the devices and the works of Satan. Because Satan will lie to you. He will promise you so many beautiful things. Hallelujah, but he cannot fulfill them. Amen. The devil comes in all shapes and all forms. Amen. To deceive us. Amen. You and I. Amen. To trick us and try to get us to turn our backs on God. He'll promise us houses. He'll promise us land. He'll promise us cars. He'll promise us a good job. Amen. But he cannot fulfill the promises he's made. But how many of you know that God keeps his promises? How many of you know that God will fulfill every promise that he made unto you? Amen. If God make a promise to you, he's able to fulfill it. Amen. He will bring it to pass. Amen. Psalm 37 begins to say, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He began to go on to say, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen. God knows the desires of our heart, but we don't have to turn our back on God. Amen. To get the desires of God. Amen. Sometimes people, they turn to man. Amen. Man will say, oh, woman, oh, baby, you look so good. Baby, come to me and I'll give you the world. Baby, you come with me, I'll give you everything you want. Amen. But you go to that man, amen, amen, 2 weeks in, amen, he stopped treating you good. Amen. He stopped giving you, amen, all the gifts. Amen. The Bible lets me know in the book of Proverbs, gifts blind you. Amen. Amen. The gifts blind you. Amen. You can't even see clearly because you're so busy caught up receiving gifts. Amen. But how many of you know that's a trick of the enemy? Satan will give you all these gifts, huh? Amen. He'll bring you a gift every night. Amen. To trick you, to deceive you. But after he gets you, amen, then he stops treating you nice. Amen. He'll walk away and start treating you bad. Amen. All the gifts that he was giving you, he's now giving them to somebody else. Isn't that just like the devil? And he will leave you standing there all alone, empty-handed. Amen. Disappointed, heartbroken, everything else. You feel all kinds of ways but good. Amen. That's how the devil will leave you. The devil will leave you, amen, with the bag. The devil will leave you standing all by yourself. Why? Because he is a deceiver. Amen. He began to, amen, try to deceive Jesus. He began to try to beguile Jesus. Amen. But Jesus began to say, amen, Satan, get thee here. Amen. It is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou worship. Jesus began to rebuke the devil and put the devil in his place. Amen. That's what we got to do tonight. We got to rebuke Satan, and we got to put Satan in his place. When Satan began to try to talk to your mind and try to get you to go against the word of God, amen, you rebuke Satan and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, you are a liar. Go back to the pits of hell from which you come. Amen, from which you came from. Amen. If you rebuke Satan, amen, if you put the word on Satan, Satan will have to flee. Satan will have to go. He cannot stand against the word of God. The devil do not like the word of God. Put the word on the devil tonight. Use the word, amen, against Satan. Amen. And here, the word of God begins to let us know that Jesus begin to rebuke Satan and let Satan know it is written. Amen. It is already written in the word of God. And what you should do is already written in the Word of God. How you respond to Satan is already written in the Word of God. Amen. You got to rebuke the enemy. You got to rebuke that liar. You got to rebuke that dragger and deceiver too. Amen. Because that's all he is. He's a liar. He's a thief. And the truth is not in him. Amen. There is no truth in Satan. Even though he tried to use the Word of God against Jesus. Amen. Satan began to say, it is written that thou shalt give his angels charge over thee. Amen. Yes, that is true. Amen. But everything that come out of the mouth of the devil, Satan, is a lie. Amen. Satan will try to mix the truth with a lie. But it all becomes a lie when it comes out of the mouth of Satan. Satan will lie to you. Amen. He will try to get you, amen, to go against God. Turn your back on God. If you don't believe it, amen, look at Adam and Eve when they was in the garden. Amen. God began to tell them, amen, you can eat freely, amen, of all the trees in the garden. But this one tree, do not touch it. Now, amen. Amen. And Satan began to tell them, you can eat of this tree. Amen. For God knows the day that you eat of this tree, your eyes will come open and you will be as God. Now, see, he lied to them. Huh? Even though, amen, that was true. Amen. That their eyes will come open. Amen. But Jesus, amen, began to tell them. Amen. The Lord began to tell them not to touch of this tree. Amen. He said you can eat freely of any tree in the garden, but you shall not touch this one tree. Amen. They could not even obey God because the deceiver came and tricked them. Huh? He began to mix, amen, the truth with a lie. Amen. He began to mix a lie with the truth and began to say, the day that you eat of this fruit, your eyes will come open and you will become as God. Amen. And they begin to, amen, succumb to temptation. They begin to give in to temptation. Amen. They begin to listen to the devil and they begin to partake of that forbidden fruit. Amen. Eve ate first. And then she gave it to her husband. And he began to eat and disobey God. Amen. And God began to drive them out of the garden, because they yielded to temptation, Amen. Tonight, amen, for a few minutes, if I would talk to you tonight, out of the Word of God, it would be, resisting temptation, Amen. Resisting temptation, Yield not to temptation, Amen. We're talking about, resisting temptation, Amen. Temptation is all around, Temptation is everywhere, Temptation will be in your home, It'll be on your job, It'll be in the grocery store, It'll be in your neighborhood, Amen. What we're talking about tonight, resisting temptation, Amen. Psalm writer began to say, Yield not, to temptation, For yielding is sin, Amen. But each victory, each victory that you overcome, Amen. God, he makes you stronger, Amen. Resisting temptation, Amen. Satan comes with temptation, Amen. He comes to deceive the people of God, The Bible began to say, if it was possible, Satan would deceive the very elect sake, Amen. But God said, Amen. For your sakes, I'm going to shorten the days, Amen. He said, except, the days should be shortened, No flesh will be saved, Amen. He said, but for the elect sake, Amen. Meaning you and I, Amen. For the chosen ones, For the people of God, God began to say, I'm going to shorten the days, That you can be saved, Because if God didn't shorten the days, Amen. You will be overcome, With some kind of temptation, Glory be to God, But he said, but for the elect sake, God said, I'm going to shorten the days, So that you can be saved, He said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith, on earth, Amen. Jesus is coming, But he's looking for somebody, that's going to be steadfast, huh? Unmovable, huh? Always abounding, huh? In the work of the Lord, huh? Amen. Be like the songwriter said, huh? Amen. I shall be like a tree, huh? Planted by the rivers of water, huh? That shall not be moved, huh? Amen. Don't be moved, huh? Don't be, amen, shaken, huh? Amen. Don't be uprooted, huh? By the devices of Satan, huh? Amen. By the fashions of Satan, huh? By the glitter that Satan comes, huh? Everything that glitters, huh? Is not gold, huh? Amen. Resisting, huh? Resisting temptation, huh? Yield not, huh? To temptation, huh? Don't give in, huh? To temptation, huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, huh? Amen. Right at the beginning of things, huh? In the book of St. Matthew, huh? The sixth chapter, huh? He began to say, huh? Amen, huh? Amen about, huh? Amen. The same as 13 verse, huh? He began to say, huh? And lead us not, huh? Into temptation, huh? But deliver us, huh? Amen. They began to pray, huh? Amen. Jesus began to teach them to pray, huh? After this manner, huh? That therefore, amen, pray, huh? After this manner, huh? Our Father, huh? Which art in heaven, huh? Hallowed be thy name, huh? Thy kingdom come, huh? Thy will be done, huh? In earth, huh? As it is in heaven, huh? And again, to say, give us, huh? Give us this day, huh? Our daily bread, huh? And forgive us our debts, huh? And we forgive our debtors, huh? And lead us not, huh? Into temptation, huh? But deliver us, huh? Amen, from all evil, huh? For thine is the kingdom, huh? Glory be to God, huh? For thine is the power, huh? In the glory, huh? Forever, huh? Amen, amen, huh? He began to pray the prayer of faith, huh? Telling them to pray, huh? Lead us not, huh? Into temptation, huh? Oh, God, don't lead us, huh? Don't let us be led into temptation, huh? But deliver us, huh? From all evil, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Resisting, huh? Temptation, huh? That's what we're talking about tonight, huh? Resisting, huh? Temptation, huh? You may be tried tonight, huh? You may be tried on your job, huh? You may be tried in your neighborhood, huh? You may be tried in your home, huh? But resist temptation, huh? Amen. We want to stop, huh? And look at, huh? What is temptation? Glory be to God. Amen. Temptation is the desire to do something wrong. Temptation is the desire to do something wrong. Or, amen, unwise, to do something evil. Amen. Temptation is the solicitation to do evil. Amen. Or the desire to do something wrong. Amen. We know that what the devil wants, the devil wants all of us to do wrong. The devil wants all of us to do things that are wrong and contrary to the word of God. But you got to resist it tonight, huh? You got to resist that temptation, huh? Amen, huh? The word resist means to withstand the action. Amen. The word resist means to withstand the action or to apply as a coating to protect something, huh? Amen. You got to resist. You got to apply something, amen, so that it won't, amen, amen, go through, huh? You got to apply the action to withstand the action. Amen, or apply as coded to protect something. That's resist. Amen, it's a water resistance. Amen, meaning because it's protected. Water won't do it no damage. It won't get water damage, huh? Amen. Paint resistant, huh? Meaning the paint won't run, huh? Amen. But our faith got to be, we got to resist the devil, huh? Amen. We got to resist the devil, huh? That's what we're talking about tonight. Resisting temptation. Glory be to God, huh? Resisting temptation, huh? He began to say, lead us not into temptation, huh? Amen. And we know the devil is always trying to tempt, huh? Amen. Temptation is all around, huh? Amen. The devil's always trying to talk to our minds, huh? And trying to get us to do something that's not right, huh? Trying to get us to say something that's not right, huh? Amen. Temptation comes in many forms, huh? Temptation comes in many ways, huh? Amen. But you got to know in your heart, huh? What is right, huh? What does the word of God say about it? It is written in the word of God. Amen. When the devil tells you to come, when Satan comes to try to get you, amen, to do the thing that's not pleasing in the sight of God, you got to rebuke him and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, get thee hence, amen, for God I live, and for God I die, I'm a stand for Jesus, I'm a stand for righteousness, I'm a do God's will, I'm a do what God say to, I'm a live right anyhow, I'm a walk right anyhow, I'm a talk right anyhow, I'm a love right anyhow, when the enemy wants you to hate somebody, you tell the devil, no place for hate. Amen. But I'm a love. I'm a love like Jesus said. He said, love your enemies. He said, love one another. Amen. This is the law. This is the fulfillment of the law. That you love one another. Satan wants you to go around, amen, hating people, He wants you to go around, amen, with grudge in your heart, amen, but forgive, amen, forgive my brother, forgive my sister, but this is the will of God, He said, if you don't forgive, amen, men their trespass, He said, neither will your heavenly Father, forgive you your trespass, You got to forgive, amen, forgive today, forgive tonight, I know they did you wrong, I know the devil wants you to be upset, I know the devil wants you to harbor, bad feelings in your heart, but God said tonight, forgive, God said forgive tonight, amen, resist the devil, amen, resist, what the devil wants you to do, resist, the spirit of temptation, resist, amen, that evilness, that the devil trying to place in your heart, amen, resist it tonight, and do what God say to, God said love, go ahead and love my brother, God said love, go ahead and love my sister, love ye one another, he said by this, shall all men know, that you are my disciple, that you have love, one toward another, do you have the love of Jesus, do you have the love of Jesus, way down in your heart, can you love, that person that's doing you wrong, can you love, that person that's talking about you, can you love your enemies, in spite of, glory be to God, God wants you to love tonight, somebody's being tried. But love is being tried, They don't want you to hate somebody, They don't want you to be provoked, But amen, the Bible says, be angry, but sin not, He said, let not the sun go down, amen, upon thy wrath, Don't go to bed angry tonight, Don't go to bed upset tonight, But let it go, Put it in the hands of Jesus, You pray about it tonight, You turn it over to Jesus, You tell God all about it. Glory be to God. The songwriter said, I must tell Jesus, for I cannot bear. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. I must tell Jesus, and Jesus alone. All you got to do tonight is tell Jesus. Tell Jesus, tell Jesus, tell him all about it, give him your struggles, give him your trouble, give it to Jesus tonight, you can't fix it, you can't solve it, but I know God, I know a God who can, he sits high, and he looks down low, he's beholding the good and the evil, I must tell Jesus tonight. Oh, glory to God. I feel my help coming now. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel my anointing coming on in. Glory be to God. You got to let it go tonight. Somebody being tried in your faith. Satan's telling you to give up. Satan's telling you to walk away. He says nothing is happening. Your situation's not changing. But you tell that devil, Satan, you are a liar. I refuse. To go back to the way I used to be. I refuse to go back to the way I used to be. I'm not going back. I'm not going to turn around. walk with Jesus, and I will not look back. Don't look back, my sister and brother. I want to tell you tonight, don't look back, but drive and go forward. The devil said stop. The devil said give up. The devil said throw up hands. Walk away. But you tell the devil, no, no, no. I cannot turn around now. But the Lord brought me. He brought me too far. I come too far to turn around. I come too far to give up now. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me now. He said I would never. Jesus said I would never, never leave you, nor forsake you. I'll be with you. He said, lo, I'll be with you always. When you're up on the mountain, God is with you. When you're down in the valley, God is with you. He said, I'll never, never mean never. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I won't forsake you. I won't abandon you. I won't walk away from you. Said the Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is our help tonight. The Lord is our help. A very present help in trouble. Glory be to God. We will not fear, though the earth be removed. The Lord God, we will not fear, meaning regardless of what's going on in our lives. Amen. We refuse to allow our faith to be shaken. We're not going to allow our faith to be shaken and unmoved. Amen. We're not going to be moved. Amen. Paul began to say, be not so soon shaken in faith. Don't be so soon shaken in mind. Amen. But stand still. Stay right there. Stay where God placed you. Stay where God put you. Amen. I know the devil telling you to jump up and leave. The devil is even telling you to leave your church. Oh, just leave your church. Amen. Jump up and leave. Amen. Pack up and go somewhere else. But you stay where God put you. Woo! Glory to God. Stay where God put you. Amen. God put you there. He has you there for a reason. Stay where God put you. Don't listen to the devil. Amen. We're talking about resistance. Resisting temptation. Glory be to God. Yield not to temptation. Hallelujah. Amen. Yield not to temptation. Resist the devil. Amen. Resisting temptation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. James began to pick it up. Amen. James, he began to pick it up. Amen. About amen. James 1, verse 2. Amen. James, the first chapter, verse 2. He began to say, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into doubtless temptation. Amen. He said, brethren, meaning you that's on the line tonight, you that are listening by radio, you that are calling from other countries tonight. Amen. James began to pick it up and say, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to encourage you tonight, my brother, my sister. Amen. Whoever you may be, wherever you're calling from tonight. Amen. Count it all joy. Amen. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Amen. The word divers means many. There's many kinds and types of temptation out there. Amen. Temptation, amen, to lie. Temptation to steal. Temptation, amen, to walk away. Temptation to throw up hands and say, forget this. Temptation, amen, to give up on God. Temptation, amen, to talk about somebody. Temptation, amen, to stay home from work, amen, when you're supposed to be at work. Temptation, amen, it could be anything. Amen. Temptation is to break, amen, when you're fasting and the devil tell you to break your fast or go on and eat that food. You know you're hungry. You know you want it. Amen and amen. You listen to temptation. You listen to the devil and you break your fast. Amen. But tell the devil tonight, get me here. Tell the devil to loose here, Satan. Plead the blood on him tonight. Plead the blood on the devil tonight. And tell the devil he has no place here. Satan, you have no place here. in my life. You have no place here, amen, in my atmosphere. You have no place here, amen, in my home. Pack your bags and go. Pack your bags and get out right now. Amen. You're not welcome here. Kick the devil out tonight. Amen. Kick the devil out. Let the devil know he's not welcome. Amen. In this place. He's not welcome in my heart. He's not welcome in my home. Tell him you got to go. Strong man, you got to go. Strong man, amen. Of amen of drug addiction, lying, stealing. You got to go tonight. Amen. Tell him he got to go. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. But then begin to say, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into direct temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be, amen, perfect in the time, one in nothing. Amen. See, when you endure temptation, it builds you up. It makes you stronger. Each temptation that you resist, God gives you victory. God gives you victory for every temptation that you overcome. And God makes you stronger to be able to resist the next temptation. Glory be to God. We're still talking about resisting temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Amen. Temptation could be right in your face. Temptation could be right in your face. But God said, don't yield to it. Don't give in to that thing that you know is not right. They don't want you to do something that is not right. Somebody's being tempted right now on this line. But God said, do the thing that's right. God said, do that which is pleasing in my sight. He said, don't give in to the devil. Don't submit to the will of the enemy. The devil is your enemy. He wants you to do wrong so you can lose your soul. The devil wants you to give in to temptation so you can be lost. But God said, yield not to temptation. Glory be to God. Resisting temptation. Amen. I'm almost about done. Amen. But my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Amen. Sometimes God can tell you to fast. Amen. He may put you on a fast, and you may get up and start fasting that day. But after a while, the devil starts tempting you, say, oh, you know you're hungry. Oh, look at that food. That food looks so good. It's okay to break your fast. It's okay to go ahead and eat something. Just eat a little bit. You ain't got to eat a whole lot. The devil will tell you, just eat a little bit. Amen to God. But God said fast. God said fast. God put you on a fast. But the devil wants you to break your fast by tempting you. Amen. To eat that food. Amen. And before you know it, amen, you listen to Satan and you give in to that temptation. Amen. And Satan caused you to miss your blessing. And after you eat it, amen, then you realize, Lord, I disobeyed you. Lord, I didn't do what you told me to do. I was disobedient. Now you got to ask for forgiveness. Now you got to ask God to forgive you for not being obedient to his voice when he told you to fast. Now you got to, amen, repent. Amen, for your disobedience. Amen. You got to ask God to forgive you. Amen. For not obeying. Glory be to God. Resist the devil. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about tonight. Resisting temptation. People of God, whatever your temptation is tonight, you know what your temptation is. Maybe the devil is tempting you to go somewhere that you know you're not supposed to go. Don't go. Maybe the devil is tempting you to say something tonight that shouldn't come out of your mouth. Don't say it. That's how you resist the devil. Don't do what the devil say do, but do what God say do. Ask the Lord to put a bridle on your tongue. Ask God to bridle your tongue that you don't speak no evil. Glory be to God. The devil wants you to, amen, to look at something with your eyes. He'll try to point your eyes in the direction to tempt you, and you look. The devil wants you to look into lust. Amen. He'll say, oh, look at that man. Oh, look at that woman. Don't they look good? Amen. Before you know it, you're lusting after them. Amen. But the Bible says, he that looketh upon a woman have already committed sin in his heart. He that looketh upon a woman have already committed lust. Amen. You may not even touch her. You may not even touch him. But just by you looking at him in a lustful way. My Bible said, because it is written, you have already committed sin in your heart. Amen. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Sometimes the devil want to tempt you to listen to gossip. Oh, I know people like to talk. They like to talk about everything but Jesus. Amen. But don't be a trash can. Don't let your ears be a trash can for the devil. Stop taking, amen. Stop listening to all these conversations that's going to pull you down. Stop listening to all this, amen, gossip that's going to weaken your faith in God. And that's going to cause you, amen, to turn away from God. Amen. But hear ye the word of the Lord. Don't be a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of the word. Ask the Lord to keep you in perfect peace. He said in his word, amen, Isaiah, amen, amen, 26:3, for thou will keep him in perfect peace, he whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on Jesus. Keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from temptation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My brother, when you fall into divers temptation, count it all joy. Amen. In my final closing scripture tonight, amen, he began to say, amen, in James, the 4th chapter. Amen. Begin reading, amen, with the 6th verse. Amen. James 4:6 says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. He began to say, James, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verse 7, he says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. That's who you submit yourself to. Stop submitting to Satan. Stop, hallelujah, stop succumbing to Satan and submit to God. He says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you resist the devil, when you keep the word on the enemy, Satan will leave you alone. He may come back again, but he'll leave you alone at that present time when you put the word on him. Why? Because Satan cannot stand the word of God. Satan does not like the word. That's why you got to use the word on the devil. You got to put God's word in the atmosphere. Amen. You got to proclaim God's word all around you. Amen. Let, amen, the devil know what God's word says. And let the devil know you believe God's word. I believe God. Amen. I believe, amen, what God says. Amen. I spoke a message on Sunday saying, amen, he said it. Meaning, God said it. Amen. He said it. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I'll take care of you. He said, I will provide for you. He said, I will keep you. He said, I will make a way for you out of nowhere. He said it tonight. Glory be to God. In everything that God says, amen, he can stand on it. He will stand on it. Amen. He keeps his promises. Amen. Like I foresaid, that the devil will make promises to you, but he cannot keep them. He'll promise you this. He'll promise you that. He'll promise you a house. He'll promise you a car. But he can't keep his promises. He may try to give you some things. Satan will give you some things enough to get your attention. And after he gets your attention, when he knows he got you right where he wants you, and then he will abandon you and leave you to fend for yourself. Amen. But we bless God tonight. Amen. Resisting temptation. And I don't care how saved you say you are. Everybody is tempted. My Bible lets me know that every man is drawn away of his own lust and entice. Every man is drawn away from his own lust and entice. He says, amen. When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin bringeth forth death. There's a process. Amen. When lust is conceived, amen. When lust get in your heart, it bringeth forth sin. And after you sin, it bringeth forth death. He says in the book of Romans, amen. He said, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and 23. Amen. Romans 6 and 23. I'm a Bible preacher. He said, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He lets us know, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God for forgiveness. Thank God that our sins are forgiven. Thank God for his mercy, amen. Amen, when I didn't always obey, when I didn't always do what was right, thank God for repentance. Thank God, amen, for the blood washing, the washing of the blood. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank God for washing away all of my sins. Thank God for washing away my transgressions. Thank God for washing away all of my disobedience. Glory be to God. I thank God for the power of forgiveness. Amen tonight. I bless God for the power of forgiveness. Amen. There is power in forgiveness. Amen. Resisting temptation. Amen. He goes on and says in James, amen. Amen. The fourth chapter. Amen. He says, amen. Seventh verse, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. Amen. This is some of the things that will help you to resist the devil. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded man. Amen. Draw nigh to God tonight. Amen. And temptation won't overtake you. It doesn't say that temptation won't come knocking on the door. Temptation is always going to come knocking on the door. But don't open up to it. Don't let temptation in. Amen. Resist it tonight. Amen. We bless God for the word. We're going to just stop right there tonight. Amen. We have given you what us. Amen. The Lord has given us. But tonight, amen, don't give in to temptation. Don't give in to sin. I know the devil's talking to your mind. I know the devil's trying to entice you. I know the devil's trying to, amen, deceive you and make it look good. Amen. But remember God's word tonight. What did the word of God say? Amen. The Lord said, I will keep you in perfect peace. He said, I will keep you in the hour of temptation. Glory be to God. How many of you believe God tonight? How many of you know God to be a keeper? Amen. When you cannot keep yourself, how many of you know God to be a keeper? Amen. When you were faced with all manner of temptation, when you were faced with all manner, amen, of evil, how many of you know that God kept you in the midst of temptation? Amen. So many times, amen, when temptation was right there in my face, when temptation was knocking on the door, amen. Scripture began to say, sin lieth at the door. Sin lieth at the door. But it's up to you not to open up the door and let it in. You don't have to let sin come in. You don't have to let temptation come in. You do not have to be overtaken, amen, with sin. You do not have to be overtaken with wrongdoing. You do not have to be overtaken with temptation. Yield not to temptation. Glory be to God. Resist the devil tonight. Amen. And he will flee from you. Amen. God is speaking to somebody tonight. Somebody's faced with temptation. Amen. You're trying to make a decision. But the devil is trying to tempt you to make the wrong decision. The devil wants you to walk away. He's trying to get you to walk away from everything. He's trying to get you, he's trying to tempt you to say, forget all of this. Forget everybody. But God said, don't do it. Don't do it. Do what's right tonight. Do what's pleasing in the sight of God. Stay where God puts you. Stay in God's holy plan. Don't get out of the will of God. Stay in the will of God tonight. Stay in the will of God tonight. Somebody ought to say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. I'm going to stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God tonight. Glory be to God. God said stay in his will. Don't get out of the will of God. Amen. But stay in the will of God. He said, abide in me and my words abide in you. Abide in Jesus tonight. Stay in Jesus tonight. Don't get out of him. Stay in Jesus. Amen. Abide in the vine tonight. Amen. Resistance, temptation. We bless God tonight for the word, amen, that he has given me to speak unto you tonight. We pray that you have gained strength from the word of God. We pray that you have gained courage to stand, amen, to hold out, to resist the devil, knowing that he will flee from you. Amen. Tonight, maybe somebody's on the line. Amen. You say, I don't have power to resist the devil. Every time I try to do what's right, Satan is always tempting me, and I'm always giving in to temptation. Amen. You may say, well, amen. Amen. I'm trying to stop smoking. But every time somebody offers me a cigarette and I give in and I smoke the cigarette. Maybe you say, I'm trying to stop drinking, but I can't seem to kick the habit. Amen. You say, amen. I'm always tempted, amen, to drink. But tonight, God wants to deliver you from the works of the flesh. God wants to deliver you from these evil, bad habits that you can't seem to kick. Amen. You need the power of the Holy Ghost tonight to stop smoking. You need the power of the Holy Ghost tonight to stop drinking. You need the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, amen, to stop committing fornication and adultery. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to walk away and resist sin. Glory be to God. You need the power tonight, the power of God. Amen. You need the Spirit of God tonight. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. You must be born again. That's the only way you're going to stop sinning. The Bible says, he that overcometh the world overcometh sin. Amen. You overcome tonight. Amen. You want to be an overcomer. You got to resist the evil works of Satan. You got to denounce Satan tonight. You got to denounce the works of the flesh tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. You can overcome tonight. You can overcome. Amen. Sin. Amen. But tonight, amen, maybe somebody on the line, you realize that you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. But God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight so you can have power to live right, so you can have power to walk right, so you can have power to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory be to God. You need it tonight. You need the power. Without that power, you cannot stand. Without that power, you cannot resist temptation. You'll find yourself giving in every time. Every time the tempter comes, you will find yourself giving into it. But with the Holy Ghost, I say with the Holy Ghost, you can resist that temptation. Amen. Tonight, is that you? You want to receive the power tonight of the Holy Ghost. I want you to push start 6. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast. Amen. We want to pray with you tonight. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight that wants to receive the help of the Lord? That you say, well, I keep trying to resist temptation. I keep trying to do the right thing. But amen, I always get weak. Paul said, my flesh dwells no good thing. When I would do good, evil is present with me. Amen. The good that I would do, I do not. Hallelujah. He began to say, because sin lies in me. Amen. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But tonight God wants to deliver you out of your flesh and out of temptation. Will you let God deliver you tonight so you can stop sinning? Will you let God deliver you tonight so you can, amen, live right, so you can do right, stop committing fornication? Amen. He wants to kick those old bad habits tonight. He wants you to put the cigarettes down tonight. He wants you to put the drugs down tonight. He wants you to, amen, put the alcohol down tonight. Not only just put it down, but get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get it out your hand. Get it out your possession. Get it out your house tonight. Throw those cigarettes away tonight. Amen. Dump that alcohol down the sink tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Turn from sin. You got to turn from sin tonight. Amen. You got to live holy. You got to live right. Amen. If you want to see Jesus. If you want to go to heaven, amen, you got to live right. Amen, you got to walk right. Amen, Titus 2:11 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteous, and godly right down here in this present world. You got to do it right now. You got to do it down here. You can't wait till you get to heaven and want to do it, because you ain't going to get to heaven if you don't turn from sin. You're not going to get to heaven if you don't resist temptation. Glory be to God. Amen. This way is right. Walking in the light, holiness is right. I'm not doubting, by the way. Turn tonight. Turn from the error of your ways and come to Jesus tonight. Is there one tonight? You can push past this. Is there one tonight that want to turn from your wicked ways? You want to be saved. You want the power of the Holy Ghost. You may push star 6 tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. If not, salvation has been extended unto you. Amen. You had the opportunity to turn from sin and to resist temptation. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, if there's anyone that has desired special prayer, amen, maybe you have a special prayer request tonight. Amen. Maybe you want God to strengthen you. Maybe you need God to strengthen you to help you to stand, help you to resist temptation. Maybe you find yourself getting weak and always giving into temptation as well. You may say, well, I'm saved already, but I still find myself weak. My flesh is weak. And I always give in to, amen, sin. I give in to, amen, the tricks of the enemy. I listen to Satan opposed to listening to God. Amen. Tonight, maybe you need God to strengthen you where you're weak and to build you up where you're torn down. Amen. My brother, when you fall into direct temptation, count it all joy. Glory be to God. God wants to make you strong tonight. God wants to make you stronger tonight, and he wants to help you to resist the devil. Amen. Is there one tonight? You may push star 6 and come on over to the platform side. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Well, if not, we thank God tonight for his mercy and his grace. We thank God for his love and his compassion. We thank God for his faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. You may not have crossed every T and dyed every I yesterday, even today, but thank God for new mercies. Thank God for grace.
Yes,
amen, that we didn't even deserve it. Thank God for his compassion. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for, amen, his mercy towards us. He could have cut us off. We could have died in our sin. We could have died, amen, in the midst of that temptation. But God, amen, he had mercy on us. He gave us another chance to get it right tonight. Somebody ought to thank him tonight for his mercy. Somebody ought to thank him tonight for his compassion. Somebody ought to thank him for his love tonight. Amen. For the great love of God that he has bestowed upon us. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you. We thank you. We praise you. Father God, we submit ourselves unto you tonight. We come as humble as we know how. Oh God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you. Oh God, when we did not always do the thing that was right. Oh God, you looked beyond our faults and you saw our needs. Oh God, you looked beyond what we were and you saw what we could be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory tonight. We give you all the honor and the praise tonight. Oh God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. You could have left us out in sin. Oh God, you could have let us die in our wicked ways. Oh God, but you had mercy on us, God. You winked at our ignorance, God. You winked at our ignorance tonight, God. You told us to live when we were polluted in our own blood. You told us to live tonight. We want to say thank you for it. We want to say thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for strength tonight. Thank you for power in your word. Thank you to be able to resist the devil tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. For it is written tonight. Oh, God, we know it's written in your word. Oh, God, it's written in your word what we must do to be saved. You said draw nigher to you and you will draw nigher to us. Oh, God, help us to pray, God. Help us to pray our way through. Help us, oh, God, to humble ourselves tonight. Under the mighty hand of God. You said you resist the proud but give it grace unto the humble. Oh, God, we acknowledge tonight. We acknowledge how weak we are. We acknowledge how frail we are tonight. Oh, God, but we, oh, God, we know we look, we need you. Oh, God, we look to you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we look to you for strength. Oh, God, we cannot do it of ourselves. We cannot stand on our own. In the mighty name of Jesus, except the Lord build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. Oh, God, build the house tonight. Lord, you build the house tonight. Don't let our labor be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, within you, God. In you we move and have our being. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, breathe on us tonight. Oh, God, breathe the breath of life. In the name of Jesus. When you said when you saw us polluted in our own blood, you told us to live tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're walking by faith tonight. We're living according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, be our help tonight. Be our strength. Oh, God, be our comforter tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, not unto us, not unto us. Unto thy name be glorified. We pray that you bless your word tonight. Oh, God, bless every hearer of your word. Father God, don't let us just be a hearer of your word, but let us be a doer of your word. Help us apply your word and take it into our heart that we may live by it each and every day. Help us to govern ourselves according to the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for strength tonight. Somebody needs some strength tonight, God. Somebody's weak along the way tonight. Somebody's faith is wavering tonight. But, Lord, strengthen them tonight, God. Strengthen their faith tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. In the midst of it all, God, show up in our situation. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Show up tonight, God. Make everything all right. Hallelujah. We know you can. We know you will. You got the power tonight. All power is in your hand. You got power over death and hell. You got power over sickness tonight. You got power over discouragement tonight. You got power over the enemy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us that power tonight to stand in these last and evil days, to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that we shall overcome tonight. We shall overcome. If we live right and pray on, we'll be just like the Lord someday. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we look to you. We trust you. Father God, we thank you for the word that you have given me to speak unto your people this night. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, it's into your hands. Father God, I give it, oh God, over to you. It's in your hands, Lord. We've done what you commanded us to do this night. Father God, continue to bless God. Bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Bless our homes and our family. From this time forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. We turn it back over to the hands of our co-host, Evangelist Bond. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. An awesome word tonight. Amen. That didn't our hearts burn within tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For the word on tonight. Amen. He ministered to us. Amen. From the depths of his heart. Praise God. And we praise the Lord tonight for the message and the messenger tonight. Amen. Our prayers are with you. Praising God. Amen. What more can you say? What more can you do? Amen. With a word. Amen. To let us know to resist. Amen. Temptation. Resist the devil and he will flee from us. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To let us know that we are overcomers. Praise God. We have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to stand for righteousness. Amen. Stand for righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. To know that we don't have to serve the devil. Amen. We gave his tools back long time ago. Praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are working. Amen. For Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. To know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Resist the devil. Amen. And he will flee. Yes, he got tricks up his sleeve. Amen. He's very conniving. Amen. But thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For knowing. Praise God. Amen. The spirit. Amen. Of the enemy. Praise God. His tricks and his trades. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are overcomers. Amen. He let us know we don't have to stay in the shape that we're in. Hallelujah. There is a cure. Praise God. Amen. For your condition. Amen. There is a cure. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For your habit. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have been truly blessed tonight. We told you every round go higher and higher. Amen. And we went higher tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Minister Emmanuel. Amen. For the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And we want you to know, praise God, that you can get a copy. Amen. Of the broadcast on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you can get a copy. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. To Father, praise God, of you into the word. Amen. You want to hear it back over again. Hallelujah. Amen. You can. Glory to God. Amen. Be blessed. All back over again. Amen. Yes, ma'am, you can. Amen. And the number is 912-257-3918. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Another number we can give you just in case. Amen. You can't get to that one. It's 678-608-7234. 678-608. Amen. Hallelujah. Just call these numbers. Amen. And you will, praise God, to get a copy of this service. Amen. On tonight. Amen. For you to share. Amen. After you finish listening, amen, share with others. Amen. Let them get the good news. Let them know, praising God, amen, that they learn, amen, how to resist the devil. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember a movie that comes out, amen, that was like fighting temptation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The devil may have some power. Amen. But God got all power. Amen. Glory to God. He's a habit breaker. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord tonight for his word. Praise the Lord for you, you, and yes, you. Amen. Again, to all of our advisors, all of our listeners, God bless you on tonight. Amen. And to our, amen, visionary, amen, evangelist, and then Bradley, God bless you tonight.
hallelujah, that she is fine, amen. God is blessing her, praise God, in so many ways, amen. And we just thank the Lord for her tonight, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, for falling, praise God, amen. Amen, following, amen, the footsteps of the Lord, amen. Glory to God, and like Minister Emmanuel saying, amen, falling in love with Jesus, amen, is the best thing, amen, that I ever done, amen. Glory to God. So again, want to say we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Praise God. Amen. We'll be doing the same thing. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Going higher and higher. Amen. And tomorrow night, we're going higher and higher in the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The soul said, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Wherever you at. Amen. Just go ahead. Amen. And give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And just begin to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So come back. Amen. On tomorrow night. Glory to God. And let's look to go higher and high in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. To all of us, everyone, praise God, that stayed with us. Praise God. Amen. To hear the word. Praise God. Amen. We appreciate you. Glory to God. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. It's no accident that you was on here tonight with us. Praise God. Amen. You was in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we're going to turn it, praise God, back over. Amen. Hallelujah to Minister Emmanuel. Amen. For the last word. Amen. And dismiss. Oh, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For giving your faithfulness. Thank God for your obedience. And we thank God for this Prayer News Network. Thank God for the Prayer News Network family, for each and every one of you, to all of our listeners. We just thank God. We can't thank God enough, amen, for you. We're praying for you each and every day. Amen. Love has us here. Amen. We're here because of love. Amen. We love God, but we also love you. Amen. We do what we do because we love you. Amen. We thank God for the sacrifice that's made each and every night on this prayer line. Everyone that's upholding the bloodstained banner, amen, taking their place, positioning themselves, amen, for warfare. So we praise God, amen, for, amen, each one of you. Thank God for our visionary once again. Amen. Thank God for you, amen, Evangelist Bonds. We appreciate you as much. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for, amen, the word of God. Amen. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we just thank God for the word. Amen. People, God, take the word of God in. Amen. God, amen, wants us to know, amen, to resist temptation. Resisting temptation, doesn't matter what it is, what kind of temptation, because there is, amen, diverse temptation. But in the midst of temptation, count it all joy and give God praise. Amen. You don't have to yield to it, but give God praise even in the midst of temptation. And you will see that the Lord will give you victory, amen, to continue on. So we bless God, amen. We love you, amen. We're praying for you, amen. Seek the Lord, amen. We're only there we can encourage you and admonish you in the way of the Lord. Seek the Lord, amen, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord, amen, to our God, for he will have mercy, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve, amen, a loving, a forgiving God. Amen. You may not have done everything right, but God is willing to forgive you and put you on that straight and narrow path. So we thank God for this night. Thank God for all things. Amen. Let us bless the line tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, now, Lord, we thank you for what you have done in our midst tonight. We thank you for touching our hearts. We thank you for strengthening us and encouraging us. Let us know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Let us know that we can resist temptation, that we do not have to yield to the works and the attacks and the tricks of Satan, but we can resist the devil and know that he will flee from us. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We ask, oh, God, that you will look on us. We ask that you will continue to shield and protect and guard our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a hedge around about us. In the name of Jesus, put an angel protection to cover us and keep your angels all around about us. Oh, God, even as we lie down tonight, Father God, we pray that you would girdle our minds. Girdle our minds in truth tonight. Oh, God, destroy the works of Satan. Destroy the works of the flesh. Every evil thought tonight, rebuke it and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let not sin have no more dominion over us, but help us to walk in freedom, in liberty, and in the peace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, bless each and every one listening on the line, whether by telephone or whether by radio. Oh, God, bless every listener tonight. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Add daily to the church such as should be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you bless our visionary. Bless every advisor. Bless every leader tonight that come to this line. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless them, strengthen them, and have you in their life. Now, Lord, as we depart from this line tonight, break, oh, God, never from your presence until we shall return at that point in time and hour. We pray that you would keep our hearts and minds stayed on thee. Oh, God, you do these things for us. We give you many praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we count it done. Amen, and thank God. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.